As Alan mentioned, this is what we have designated as an all-age service. As many of you know, in the summer, the attendance on Sundays is very hard to estimate. Sometimes it's full, like today. Other times there's very few there. We're also never quite sure of how many children will be here. So every other Sunday is what we've designated as an all-age service, where the children stay with us, and the entire service, particularly the message, is geared for addressing the children. Now, the challenge of an all-age service is getting topics that would be appropriate for all ages, but communicating it to the youngest. And this summer, I went through a number of possible topics, but I thought it might be helpful to respond to questions that children sometimes ask or are asked. And the toughest ones usually begin with why. Have any of you kids ever asked a question like that? Why? You go through what and then find it. Why is this? Why is that? So this series of the next every other Sunday throughout the summer is kids ask why. And some of the questions we will look at are ones that I have observed. Others I've been asking my kids, what questions did you have that you would have liked answered that didn't get answered? And through these services, I hope that the children here will get their questions answered, but also get answers for those who ask them questions, because some of the questions are ones that they get asked. Like today is, why do you go to church? Have any of you ever been asked by your friends, well, why do you have to go to church on Sunday? Yeah, I see. Our kids did. Some sport event came up, and our kids had to say, no, we're going to church. Well, why do you have to go to church? Why is that important? Have the parents of your kids ever asked you that? I see some hands going up, some honest hands. Why do we have to go to church today? Well, that's the question I'd like to look at today. Some of those coming up in the future, why is it important to read the Bible? That was one our daughter mentioned. She said, I knew as a kid I was supposed to read it, but why is it important? Why was that so important? Another one, why must I be different than people around me? Now, it may not come out that way, but why do I have to dress this way? Why can't I do this? Why do I have to be so different? As we were talking about this morning, Molly came up with why. Yeah, she said, I thought I might even fit it in sometime. Why do I have to be nice to my sister? Did any... Why did I turn my phone off? No. Any of you guys, have you ever had to ask that question? You know, why do I have to be nice to my sister or to my brother? Why do I have to be honest? No. Why don't some people believe? Why do Christians fight? These are sometimes questions that adults ask too, but kids as well. So I've come up with, for today's question, why do you go to church, if you're asked that, or why is it important that you go to church? I've come up with about six answers that you might give. Let's count through them. Yeah, six. I originally had seven, but decided to combine two. Could you give them a good answer? If your friends ask you, why do you go to church? Could you give them a good answer?
To praise God.
To come together with people who also do it. Okay. Because God wants you to. To learn more. Now, have your friends asked you that, and have you answered it that way? It's kind of hard. You know, the first answer I came up with, probably from a lot of kids, I go to church because my parents make me go. How many of you think that would be an honest answer? Yeah. Thank you. There's sometimes when you're a kid that's the main reason why you go. Because my parents make me go. Now, I want the kids to turn around and look at those sitting behind them. How many of those people do you think are here today for that reason? How many of you back there are here because your parents made you come today? You know, that's it's a good answer for you. Do you know why it's a good answer for you as children? Because what it says in the Bible? Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." So if your parents tell you to come to church, you should come to church. Because that pleases God. But three rows back, it stops being a good answer. Because when you're old enough not to come forward at an all-age service, that reason loses much significance. Because you'll be pointing to making your own decisions. So it's a good reason now, but it's not too good reason in the future years. So you can do it now because your parents tell you to. But it's not going to hold out in a few years. Now we're going to ask some questions about these, each of these responses, to see if it's a good answer or not. It could be a true answer. Now this could be a true answer, so it's good to be honest. We're supposed to tell the truth. Does this response really answer the question, why is it important to go to church? No, it doesn't. Just because you're told to do it doesn't say why you should do it. We know we're supposed to obey our parents, but doesn't tell us why they think it's important to go to church. Now, if your friends ask you why to go to church, and you give them this answer, will they understand this? Well, they might. A lot of your friends probably don't care about obeying their parents, but. Yeah, they may understand, but they won't understand why it's important to go to church. Now, the next answer might be the reason why some adults go to church. You go to work, and someone says, "Why do you go to church on Sundays?" And the first thing that comes to your mind is, "Because that's what I always do on Sunday." Did you think consciously this morning, "Why am I going to church?" But Sunday. That's what we do on Sunday. Now, is that a true answer?
No.
Now, I'm not saying if it's a good answer. I'm saying, is it a true answer? Do some people go to church just because that's what they've always done? Yeah. There's a lot of people who do that. Is this a bad reason for going to church? I see some... That's going this way. I would give a good German yein to this one. What might be good about this reason? Andrew. Should be another reason behind it, as Andrew said, but it's a good thing just to have that as a normal thing in your life. You know, some habits are good. Just because it's a habit doesn't mean it's bad. We have good habits like brushing our teeth, washing our hands when we come home. Do your parents ever tell you that? You come in from playing outside, before you eat, wash your hands. You come in from riding on the tram or the train, what do they say? Wash your hands. It gets to the point, it's the first thing you do when you come in the house. That's a good habit. So some habits are good. So they had a habit in the early church. In Acts 2, verse 46, it says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. Right from the start, they had a good habit of meeting together. Later, they met on the first day of the week. And it was a good habit. But as Andrew mentioned, a good habit doesn't give us a good reason for doing something. I heard a story once about a young woman who was going to cook a roast. She bought this big piece of meat and she was going to roast it in the oven. And she pulled out the recipe that she got from her mother, and her mother said, "Will you cut this roast in half when you put it in the pan?" And she wondered, "Why do I need to do that?" So she called her mother up. Said, "Mom, why do I always have to cut this in half?" She said, "I don't know. I've always done it that way. Because that's what my mother told me." Well, so the woman then called up Grandma. I said, "Grandma, Mom said you always cut this roast in half. Why should I do this?" She said, "Oh, I did that because I didn't have a pan big enough." And after that, her daughter and her granddaughter kept on cutting this roast in half because Grandma didn't have a pan big enough. That wasn't a good reason to cut the roast in half, because it had a bigger pan later on. That we can get into a habit and doesn't give us the reason why we did it. Now, would your friends understand this answer? Will we go to church because we always go to church on Sunday? Again, we get this. You ought to see the nods here. You know, somebody says, they would sort of understand it. Well, it's what you do, but it doesn't explain why we do it. So it's not a real good answer. It's a good habit, but it's not a good answer. Now, I already heard this answer somewhere else, and this is moving a little better. I go to church because I like to go to church. Now, is that a good answer? Yeah. Could it be a true answer? Yeah. Now, I think from the third row back, you may be touching a little bit more on why you go to church. Now, when people stop like coming, it's not too long before they stop coming. They don't like it. They begin to think, "Well, I didn't like it last week, didn't like it the week before, didn't like it the week before that. What do I do this week?" Could this be a true answer, that people like to go to church?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. And it's also a biblical thing. It's good. In the Old Testament, although the church started in the New, there were still a people of God who came together in the Old Testament. In Psalm 122, it says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" So the Jews in the Old Testament, when they went to the temple to worship, there were those who said, "This is great. I like going together to worship God." And we in the New Testament, we can come together and we can say, "This is great. I like doing this." But here's the catch. Is liking something or not liking it a good reason for doing it or not doing it? Andrew gave me a good answer. He's going... Do you kids speak German? Do all your kids speak German? Yeah? I'm going to give you a German phrase. This is the one that we learned from a coworker that regularly told her kids, "Verleben nicht nach Lust und Laune." We don't live just according to what we like to do. There are some things we do even when we don't like it. And there are some things we really like that maybe we shouldn't do so much. Do you like candy? Yeah, I see some. No, I like it. Do you like ice cream? Do you like cake? Yeah. Do your parents ever tell you, "Stop, you've had enough"? I see some nods there. Yeah. You know, I'm going to ask the rest of you. How many of you like chocolate? How is that? Yeah. Do you have to stay? I got to stop. Just because we like it doesn't mean it's always right. Just because we don't like something. How many of you here like going to the dentist? One hand, two hands. If you've got good teeth, it's no problem going to the dentist. But you know, if you have bad teeth, oh, but you know, we still do it. I didn't see too many hands go up about, "Oh yeah, I look forward to my next dentist appointment." You go, "Oh, great." But we go anyway. Now, would you tell your friends I go to church because I like to.
No, because then they will say, well, this guy's stupid.
Yeah. Now, there's an honest answer. Even if you like going to church, telling your friends, I like to, they're going to go,
what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, what's wrong with this kid? He likes church? You know, they're not really going to understand that one too much. And liking it doesn't explain why it's important. I like chocolate, but I can't explain why. It's just good. You know? Well, another answer, I go to church because God says to. Now, is that a true answer? Does God tell us to come together? Yes, it is. Hebrews 10, verse 25 says, let us not give up meeting together. There were some people apparently who were thinking, well, I don't really need to meet together with other believers. And the writer to the Hebrews says, let's not give this up. This is a good thing we're supposed to be doing. God wants us to meet together. Now, this might be the reason the parents give you, too. If you ask them, why do we go to church? Because God tells us to. Well, that's an okay reason. Is it important to obey God? Yes, it is. Does that explain why it's important to go to church? I hit him. Well, yes, it's important to go if God tells you, but that it doesn't explain why He says it's important. We keep pushing back to the why. Why does He think it's important? So it still isn't the best answer. Now here's an answer that sounds better, and we heard it already. I go to church to worship God and learn more about Him. Now is this a reason the Bible gives for going to church? Yeah, I see some nods here. It's true that this is what the church should do when it comes together. In Acts 2, verse 42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Now, we don't have apostles with us, but we have what they wrote, and we have the Old Testament, which God revealed through His prophets. So we have that, and to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. The breaking of bread refers to the meal they had together, and the communion service, bread and cup, in which they remember Jesus' death and resurrection, and to praying together. So this is a reason they came together. Now, does this tell us why we have to come together to do it? Can you worship God at home?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you learn about Him at home?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. If you can do it out there, why come here?
Because
okay, here you can be with other Christians. You can learn at home, but you can learn more here. Good. This answer helps us to understand what we do when we come together, but not fully why we have to come together to do it. And the sixth answer, which is the one I would recommend that you give to your friends, is I go to church because it's like a family, like a big family, and family is important. Now, would your friends understand if family is important? Yeah. Dan, you had a question?
I
forgot it. You take more time for God. Well, the thing is, we can take time for God outside, but what Andrew said earlier, we come together because we can learn more here. In our idea of family is sometimes different. In Switzerland, do you ever drive through these little towns and it looks like it's not more than about 7 buildings? That's the whole town. We have those I remember the countryside in Germany, you go along and you come to this town and there's no other street than the street you're on. It's about 4 buildings, and you ask about it, and what it was an old farm community. Everybody was related. There's one big house. The whole family lived there, including grandma and grandpa, and maybe the aunts and uncles, and the workers that came. They many times lived there. Now, in the New Testament times, that was many times the way people lived, and that was called a household. that include the family, the people related, grandma and grandpa, and maybe the blacksmith to take care of the metal things that they made, and a carpenter to do the wood, and everything that was needed in the community. Well, when you came together as a household, each person had their own job. Each person contributed something. The carpenter knew how to build things with wood, and the blacksmith could do things with metal. And those who specialized in farming knew how to farm and plant and harvest. And maybe there was in some of these little villages, do you ever see a backhaus, or a little building where they bake their bread. You ever see? Maybe even you go and buy it. We had one near where we used to live. You go and buy bread there twice a week. Wooden, he would fire it up with wood, and there was a mill where they ground the grain. Well, that's what church is like. We come together because as a big family, as a household, each person can contribute something that you don't have. We learn more here because God has given some to the church to be teachers. Sometimes I'm amazed when I listen to teachers, I look at something and say, I didn't see that, but after he said it, there it is. I said, well, yeah, I didn't see that before. Well, that's because God has helped them. There are other things we do together that we can't do alone. In 2 Corinthians, it talks about praying together. And when God likes it when we thank him, that came up also, that we come together to praise God. And when we pray together about one person's needs and God's answer, how many people get to thank God? Many. Many can thank God because many prayed for it. Now, if you go home and you go alone and you pray to God, he might answer it. And then you get to thank him. And Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, isn't it great that many people can pray for me and many thanks can be given because many have prayed. So we do that together. Andrew?
And it also says somewhere in the Bible, I think, that where two or three people are gathered in my name, I will be with them.
In Matthew, Jesus told his disciples, where two or three to gather together in my name, there I am among you. John 1:12 tells us that we become children of God. Yet to all who received him, to receive Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So believers, people who have placed their trust in Jesus for forgiveness, become children of God. Now, if we all have God as our Father, then we're in the same family. Now, it's so important that we need one another. Elsewhere in the New Testament, God calls us a body. Now, does your hand need your foot? Does your hand need your foot? Yes. Now, when you're sitting there, your feet are pretty quiet today. You're not doing a whole much. I mean, your hands might be active. I mean, you can go around and touch the person next to you. But as soon as I tell you to get up and go back to your parents, your feet are going to become pretty important. You could walk on your hands. It might be tough. But it's nice to work together. And it's so important when we come together that each part functions, works together like a body part. We need each other in the same way that one part of the body needs the other. Now, you can learn some things about God by yourself. You can worship God by yourself. But God asks us to come together, tells us to come together, because we can help one another in doing those things, and we can worship God more fully together. And I think this is probably the most understandable answer to give your friends. It's the truest, and it will explain the reason. I go to church because church is like a family, a big family, and family is important. Now, you might go to church because your parents make you, and you should obey, but that's not the reason why we should go to church. You might go to church because that's what we always do. And going to church is a good habit, but that's still not the reason why church is important. You might go to church because you like to, and it's good that you like to go to church. I'm glad that's the case, but we shouldn't do things merely because we like them or don't like them. You might go to church because God tells you to, and we should obey God, and that's good, but it still doesn't say why He thinks it's important. You might go to church to worship God and learn more about Him, and that's a good reason. But it doesn't explain why we do it together. We go to church because all believers are part of God's family, and family is important. We need one another to do all these things better. We need each other to grow spiritually, just like a family or a household works together and grows together. Let's pray together, and then you can go back to your parents. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You have made us to Your family, that each one who comes to You and recognizes their sin and their need of a Savior, and they recognize that Jesus Christ has died in their place, that they receive forgiveness of sin and become Your children. Thank You that You have made us into a family and made us into a body, and that we can help one another and we grow together, and it's important to come together. Father, I thank You for everyone here and how important it is for us to help one another, to pray for one another, to worship You together, and to grow together and bring You glory. I thank You for the children that are here today. I pray that You would encourage them, help them to understand the importance of things and to explain it to their friends when they might ask, well, why do you go to church on Sunday? That they can give a simple, understandable answer that really expresses what You have told us. I thank You and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.